turn the mic on. That was Chris Bickley with Race Car Guy. And we have him here on Skype to do an interview. So, Chris, welcome to the station.
Hey, thank you for having me here at Animosity Radio.
First question I usually ask, which I can't really ask Chris because he's a solo artist, but I will ask in a different way, is how did you start becoming a musician?
That's a good question, and so actually you're probably one of the first people that ever asked me that. Many, many moons ago, I started as a kid in Miami, Florida, and my father always played guitar, and we've kind of traveled around, you know, moving about the country as things changed for my father and his working conditions. I was always curious about the instrument under the bed. So I would always pull it out and look at it, but I never knew anything about it. And as I approached high school, I had some friends that actually were playing guitar. And one of the guys actually ended up being Shelly Lynn's guitar player. And he's my old high school friend, and he kind of got me started into it. And once I picked it up, and I just learned a few chords, it kind of just started coming out. And then I realized later that my father told me that he was in a country band that they had played a lot in the late 60s, early 70s. And that is where that guitar originated from, and we still have that guitar today. So that's kind of how I got started.
Oh, that's awesome. So you were always into music, so that's a plus. I mean, you're dedicated.
pretty much got the curse.
For those who
we got the curse, you know.
Don't know what kind of music you play, can you describe your music?
Sure. A lot of the stuff that I do is actually very eclectic, and it's kind of a mixture of styles. A lot of people ask me, you know, how is it that how can I target a fan base being so eclectic? But that's actually who I am. I'm a blues rocker. I'm a hard rocker. I'm also a metal guy. So a lot of the stuff that comes out on the record, especially, is all of my influences kind of just jumbled into one. And we tied it all in really nicely with some you know, world class people. So my music would probably be considered hard rock, and even into the classic rock genres, and of course, you know, into the metal areas of what's out there today.
Definitely. Okay. How has the fan response been to you?
You know, it's a brand new record for myself and for obviously the fans. I mean, I'm a very new artist. It actually didn't, we didn't plan it this way, but it kind of happened. You know, I do a lot of playing with other artists. You know, we team up and we do a lot of stuff, and therefore then when I'm teaming with them, I'm not the artist. But the fan response so far is actually been pretty good. I've been very excited to see what's been going on out there. You know, a lot of people are really digging the promos and the previews, and you know, we hope that you know, we can make some good music and maybe just reach some people, you know, and get them rocking out, you know.
Yes, we have two of your MP3s that we've been playing on the show, and the ones that we've heard, they sound really great. Can you tell us a little bit about the CD that you have out, or album?
Well, right now we're having a pre-sale going on. So first things first, the actual record's not out yet till May 1st. It'll be available all of, you know, across the world through iTunes and, of course, Amazon. And, you know, when I say iTunes, I mean iTunes Japan and Latin America and so on and so forth. And, of course, CDs will be available, too. The record is, you know, it's kind of a conglomerate of a lot of you know, great musicians from not only from the area, but you know, people that I've either always wanted to work with or that were my friends that I just never could, you know, coincide in the same band with. But we got together and we actually got to make some great tunes. So that was something that really excited me as far as being able to put together some music like that. And you know, guys like Mike Vissera and Chandler Mogul and Kelly Keeling and Jimmy Coons are all, you know, A-list players that, you know, are all very busy, of course, too.
Right.
But, you know, are my friends as well. So, you know, we're able to, like I said, coincide or coexist on the same record because, you know, there wasn't as much stress on them. So it worked out really nicely.
All right. Let me see. What is your music memories? Is it from like personal experiences, or do you just come up with it on your own?
The as far as like where it comes from, you know, musically, it's really all about the vibe for me. I pick up the guitar and it kind of just starts coming out, and you know, it's about the mood that it sets immediately when I start playing. I press the record button on Pro Tools, and that's pretty much where I roll with it. And I let the guitar take me into that direction, and it's really in how my gut feeling and my heart feels when I'm playing it. And it actually is, a lot of it is on sheer emotion. A lot of the compositions are built that way. So that's kind of how it's how it's born, so to speak.
That's great. Your guitar is like your best friend. You gotta love it.
You're right about that. I mean,
okay. Let me see. Who are some of your
definitely a good friend and you know, it's,
influences?
Oh wow. That's pretty deep too. It goes back as far as, you know, a lot of the Southern rock roots from, you know, the early days of like say Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Doobie Brothers. Some of my favorite bands in my youth were, you know, Iron Maiden, of course, and Metallica, and you know, and I ventured from there into you know, other rock bands, and even what they call AOR rock. My favorite guitar players include guys like Dan Huff and Jakey Lee, of course, being one of my all-time favorites. John Sykes, Gary Moore. I'll always have a spot in my heart for Yngwie Malmsteen, of course, too, the Shred God himself. Okay. So, you know, I think for me, the biggest influences were, like, you know, like I said, some metal stuff, Ozzy and Dio and all that stuff, and then In the House a lot.
Great. Okay. When sorry, I've been sick.
Which is kind of, you know, odd for a metal show for me mentioning that.
Yeah. Do you play out live? Do you have like a band with you?
No worries.
Or just solo? I download the old version as soon as possible because I have two of these to do on Thursday and I don't want it to.
Yeah, it's because Skype somehow updated itself to the new version again when I had the old one installed.
Where'd it go? All right. There he is.
That's a good ass memory.
Well, we had a good run there for a minute.
Yeah, it's Skype, so my husband was like, I'm bad luck, I sat down and it messed up. Luckily, he can edit the whole gap out of the actual interview, so when we post it on the site, there won't be that gap.
Sure.
Okay, so the last question that I had asked was, do you play live?
As a solo artist, I have not actually performed live at all yet. I do perform live with a number of artists, though. The answer would be yes and no, I guess.
Okay.
Some of the artists I play with is I play with Saturday Night Live vocalist Christine Ullman.
Okay.
And Rebel Montez. She's one of the artists that I have the pleasure of playing with. I've done some large festivals with her. I also work closely with a real original 70s rock band by the name of Thunderhead. And they were produced by Johnny Winter in 1975, signed to ABC Records as part of the band, and we're very excited about that. I also work with another female blues rock artist named Terry Lane, and I do perform with her from time to time, and we've done some stuff in the Tri-State area. She's a wonderful vocalist, and we're having a lot of fun with that. Very Aerosmith, Bad Company sounding stuff. So she's out there, and we're doing that too. And of course, I play with, you know, I don't know, quite a few other bands, either as a hired gun or
right.
Bands or projects that I've started in the past that are out there.
Okay, well, do you plan on playing live as a solo artist in the future?
Actually, you know, we've been throwing it around. I've been talking to the singers and like Jimmy Coons and Chandler, and because those guys are the closest guys around to me right now, to Mike Vasera at times. There are some plans to do something, but we just haven't gotten all the details worked out yet. But I do plan on trying to do something here in the future. So something, maybe a couple shows here and there. I'd like at some point to do a nice CD release party for all the fans and all the friends to come out and have a nice little night out and do some songs and get together.
Awesome. Well, if you ever get any shows together and you get a flyer, you can email me the flyer and we can post it up so then people who see it might go to the show. Okay. All right, our next... sorry about that. I guess the last question I really have for you is, what does the future hold for you?
Just do it again.
I hope not.
Well, for right now, what we're working on is getting this record out and getting it out to the people, of course, and trying to support that a little bit. And we're working with Shred Guy Records over there and in Ohio. And I've got quite a few albums actually coming out after this one. So there's a lot of things in the works. I just completed a Christmas record with the bass master Dino Fiorenza from Italy and former Iron Horse drummer Gaetano Nicolosi. That was Ron Keel's band. We did a Christmas album called Intuition, and we expect that to be out sometime this winter. I've got a nice little guest spot on Erica Kane's new album. She's an R&B pop star. Did a little nice run on Billboard charts last...
The power company is messing with our internet as well, so that might be an issue, because my husband said he keeps seeing the truck riding around, so... Anyway...
Oh, I see.
I'm going to go ahead and end the interview here, but do you have any web pages that you can give people to check out?
Yeah, you can check out all the information on the pre-order status for the records on chrisbickley.net.
Okay.
You can also visit ShredGuy, records.bigcartel.com for the record. The name of the album is Tapestry of Souls. It'll be out May 1st, and like I said, we're doing a pre-sale on that. And it'll be up on CD Baby as well. And of course, you're welcome to check out any of the artists that I work with. You know, they're all super talented. That's pretty much it. Of course, you know, keep listening to Animosity Radio.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for the interview. And just
sure.
So you know, we will edit the interview. It'll be on the site for download. And it will also be played again on probably next Wednesday on my show. And then I'm going to play your other song that we have, this is Lead You Astray.
Yeah, featuring Chandler Mogul.
Awesome. So, I'm going to walk away from the computer and you can end the call whenever you want, okay? If you want to end it right when I play a song, or you can listen to your own song, it's up to you. So, thank you.
Have a good one, son.
You too, thanks.
Time we have to go. What we reap, we sow. And so we grow the lives we try to grow. Touch the bone. Feeding to the lavatories are coming on strong. Save the sticks, throw the stones. Stand alone. Rising without a sound. Fly on the wings of the world while I'm dead in the ground. Someday I'll carve out my way. Till then I
Alright, that was Chris Bickley. You can catch his interview again on one of the Wednesday shows for Disorderly. So until then, you can enjoy some more music.